Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Wilda.
And my name is Shulin.
And this is Let's Talk and Inspire. We lit. Well, ladies and gents, thank you so much for joining us today once again. And today's topic, what do you do when you're feeling ignored?
That's tough, but it happens.
Or as Shirlin would say,
AKA ghosted.
So it's so crazy. We spoke about it on IGTV today, and it's reality. Like, that's really what it is, you know, like that feeling of when you're feeling ignored or AKA ghosted. And it's tough. Like, we've all been there. I mean, I've been ignored. I've also been the one to ignore. And I think it's like one of the worst feelings ever.
It is if you're on the other side of it.
But it is too if you do it.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like, if you do it too,
I don't like ignoring people because I don't like notifications on my phone.
What?
Like, if you're ignoring somebody, there's a constant notification that they're texting or that they're calling.
Oh, really?
I don't like that little number sign. I have like some type of OCD with that. I don't even like my mail to have notifications on it.
Like, so how do you see your stuff?
I go in it and I quickly go in it. And like, but like, to constantly have to do that with somebody who you're ignoring on purpose, it's really annoying.
Yeah, but why would we want to ignore people on purpose, too? Like, we should just tell people that we don't want to rock with them, you
right?
know?
That's probably my biggest struggle.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about what to do in the event that you are being ignored. And it's just three key points. So the first one is the moment that you sense the energy is different. The aura is off. The vibe is just goodbye, see you next year. That moment that you feel that, you have to immediately fall back. Once again, I'm going to repeat it. Fall back. Échate para atrás. Suelta esa vaina. Let that go. Why, Shirlin?
Well, because at the end of the day, what you don't want to do is you don't want to be or seem aggressive.
Okay.
So if you don't fall back, then you seem like too aggressive in that situation, mm-hmm. which can be read so many different ways. Like, damn, she's thirsty, or like, mm-hmm. damn, she's needy, or mm-hmm. she's clingy, or damn, like, she just doesn't get the damn clue. Like, she don't get the hint. Like, you know what I mean? And you don't want to come off as somebody who just has nothing else to do.
You're right.
But like, constantly, you know, text. And on top of that too, like, you should fall back because, as you will hear in one of our later points, sometimes people just need a break.
You're right.
In general, a break from you, a break from society, a break from the outside world, a break from just, you know, being attended to, having to be attended, like, just a break, a me time. Just a kind of zen moment.
Right. And keep in mind that there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
no.
Falling back is a good thing because it also puts you in the moment to gain the perspective on what is it that you're doing. If you're already feeling that the vibe is off, you should take that time to, like, reflect in yourself and say, hey, I do like the way this is going. I feel that this vibe is worth it, me just, you know, hanging in there. Or doing like the best that I can, or you know what, it's cool if he or she hits me up, great. If they don't, it's great too,
right?
You know. And then, which brings us to the next point,
which is basically like, in the event that you are having this great back and forth with somebody that you're interested in, or you're having this great communication with this person that you're dealing with, and you see that you have gotten ghosted, ignored, then you know, after falling back and giving it between 2 to 4 days. 4 days being the max. Yeah, 4 days being the max. Like, but 2 to 4 days, now you're not hearing from this person. Now this person is no longer in communication with you. Or, you know, you texted this person 2 days ago. They still haven't responded to your text, but you see that they're on social media, or you see that they're in WhatsApp or any other app where you can see where they last have been. Then,
or even WhatsApp, because WhatsApp be telling people when was the last time that they saw their messages and shit. Right. Sorry, I cursed. But anyways, continue. Right.
So in the event that you know that they're alive and that they're not dead,
you right?
Because you're like, at this point, is this fool dead? Like, you know
or
what I mean?
Or is this girl out of control? Yeah, like, what's good?
So, or did they lose their phone? So, like, in the event that you have exhausted those options.
Absolutely. Okay? Say it, girl.
Then, what the next point suggests is that you call them out. But you call them out respectfully, nicely, in a way that allows them to understand and to see that, hey, like, now I'm concerned for you. It's not even about me. I'm just making sure you're good.
Give an example. How, like, do I call somebody?
Like, basically, like, hey, you know, how are you? Hope all is well. I noticed that you've been distant the last couple of days. If there's anything that I can do, just let me know. I'm here for you. Hope to hear from you soon. That's it. Open-ended question. Open-ended statement. Not question. Open-ended statement. That way, they know, like, hey, I noticed that you're distant. Mm-hmm. If you're going through something, I'm here. Mm-hmm. But I'm not waiting on a response.
Right. You just want to let them know that you notice.
Right.
Like, you know what's
good. I know you ain't called me in 2 or 3 days. Like, what the hell is up? Like, right. At that point, like, you know what I mean? But because this is a thing, like, we are all creatures of habit.
Ooh, say it, girl.
So, like, unfortunately.
As it turns out.
Mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate that we become accustomed to a certain behavior. Mm-hmm. So when we no longer have that behavior, then that can cause us to get to our next point.
That was good. Don't take it personal.
Right.
And that, let me tell you, I struggle with this a lot of the times. Don't take it personal is the most, like, it is so true, because the moment that the, okay, honey, how are you? How's it going? How's everything? How's it going? Like, how's your day? Blah, blah, blah. Goes from that to, okay, hey, yeah, no. And then it's like dead silence. You start to feel like, wow, what did I do? Wow, what did I answer? What did I do wrong? Did I not do something? And at the end of the day, my love, it's not about you.
Right.
It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about that specific individual that's doing the ghosting, that's doing the ignoring. And maybe they're going through something that they just don't want to tailor anybody in. And that's okay, because you already fell back. You already called them out. So the fact that you're not taking it personal is helping you move forward, and you just keep it moving. Like, there's nothing wrong with you not taking it personal. It's better for you because you don't have the anxiety. You don't have the wreck of what did I do wrong, right, or why is the person not talking to me? Everything is always you. We tend to make it about ourselves.
Right.
And that's the bad thing, because that's when we start stressing. That's when the whole Instagram comes on. That's when the whole FBI. Now we become Inspector Gadget FBI, because now we're clocking the time that the person comes on. Now we're looking at if they called, if someone else mentioned them, or, oh, I spoke to so-and-so. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. So now you start to, like, build a case. And you're building on a case that doesn't even exist. You're building on a case that does not even exist. So take it away, Charlene.
Yeah, so basically, like, when you fall back, when you fall back and you call them out and you don't take it personal, at that point, you're allowing yourself to also be viewed in a different light, because you're also letting this person know, like, look, like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not relying on you to speak to me. I'm not needing for you to do so. I liked our conversation. I liked where this was going. But in the event that you're on some, like, other scenario type stuff and you playing around, I'm cool with that too. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm good not needing that attention. You know what I mean? Because when you don't take it personal, then you understand that it's got nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. Like, if you don't take it personal and you don't panic when they don't hit you up and when they don't text you, and you know that you didn't do anything wrong, or you know that you didn't say anything wrong, and you've exhausted those options that I just told you about, then at that point, the ball is in their court. And whatever they decide to do with that is on them. Like, if you call them out, like, hey, listen, you've been distant. Like, what's up? Like, what's going on? Like, did I ever, like, make you feel some type of way? Whatever the case may be. If they tell you, nah, I'm good at that, then understand that they're just going through a transition within themselves.
And you're not part of it.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
There is nothing wrong with that.
No. Because we all evolve. And we sometimes evolving requires us to take time away.
Dad. You know what I mean? Like, you preaching. No, preaching that fact.
No, because this is the thing. Like, people are busy.
It's true.
Right? And even if people are not that busy, they are busy transitioning and transforming and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes growth, transition requires for you to strip yourself of any distraction.
That's true.
To be better.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's a friend, whether that's somebody you're dating. Like, people go through family. Changes. Mm-hmm. Anybody. Like nobody's safe at that point. You can get cut being a sibling. Like, straight the hell up. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't have an issue with that. I don't get a... Like, I'm not that person.
Right.
Like, my boyfriend doesn't understand how I'm so good at cutting people off that I have had history with.
Right.
And the truth is that sometimes when you are transforming and transitioning into a new light, you need to be stripped of the things that are a distraction.
And that weighed you down before.
Yeah. And sometimes, and like I said, it's not personal. It's not about you being better. It's not about them being less. It's just about you focusing on yourself, whatever that means. Like, I have a, and if it's healthy, right? Because it's not that this person is going through the transition because they're depressed or because they're going downward, right? Because if someone is going downward, which we'll talk about it, you know, later on, if someone is going downward, then you intervene because at the end of the day, you want the best for that person.
Right.
But if it's on an uprise, if it's something positive, if it's something that this person is trying to strip themselves of to be better, and you're made aware of that, right? Because if you're like, hey, I fell back 2 to 4 days, I called them out by letting them know that I noticed that they were distant.
Right.
And I didn't take it personal, and they're still distant, then understand that that person is going through a transformation.
Amen.
That person is going through a transition. That person is learning something new. And allow them to do that, respecting that this is their path. And when they reach out to you, if you're still around and you're still available and you're still good and you're there, cool. And if not, that's cool too, because then now you know how to move. You know what I mean?
And also keep in mind, like, remember that feeling of, you know, even taking it to the moment of feeling that ignorant, like, that ignorant move that they're making, or, you know, feeling like, wow, they're, like, deading me, or whatever the case is. Remember that you don't want to do that to somebody else either. That's very important too. Like, so remember that when you are in your element and you are in your face and you are developing yourself and you are growing yourself, if you do want to cut ties, let people know too. And if you don't want to let them know, then just keep it moving. But don't string anybody along when you're in your transformation phase, when you're in your phase of developing yourself and becoming a better person. Why? Because not everybody, like, common sense is not so common. So not everybody is going to understand something the way that you do, the way that I do, the way that Sherlyn does. So it's very, very, very important that you keep in mind, like, do unto others what you want others to do to you. So make sure that you're not being a person that's being ignoring them as well. So keeping in mind, those are the quick little steps of what to do in the event that, you know, you're in a relationship and you're feeling like your significant other is ignoring you, or, you know, you feel that they're being distant, or, you know, you're talking to someone and you're in the butterfly stages and something just went south real quick. You know, it's okay. Just remember to fall back, let them know, call them out, and don't take anything personal. At the end of the day, it's not about you.
That's right.
So thank you so much for joining us, and please make sure you share this. Tell your friends, to tell their families to follow us. Also, go check out the live version of this podcast on IGTV at Let's Talk and Inspire all together. And thank you so much for spending this quick moment with us. And we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Till next time.
Bye.